his friends. This year should be a special schus for Eli Sheva Tov Bas Leah Genendel for Shleima. Tina Baracha Bas Esther Adasa. So Eli Bas Rivka for Shleima. El Tzvi Ben Yitol. Moshe Ben Malka. They should all have Refua Shleima B'Soch Sha'ar Choli Yisrael. It's based on the Torah of Maran Rav Hudna Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva. And when Avram Avinu was told about the Leida of Yitzchak, he said something very odd. He says, Lu Yishma Yifyat Yichya Lifanecha. Rashi explains, Halavai, I wish just it's enough for me that Yishmael should live. I'm not kedai for such a Kabbalah schar. So he's mevater on the Leida of Yitzchak? I don't really need Yitzchak to be born. I just want Yishmael. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't give you Yitzchak. Take Yitzchak too. Why not? We like Yitzchak. So that's what we're going to explain. When the Jewish people sinned at the Egel, the pasuk says, "Hanichali, let me be ve'achaleim, and I will destroy them." That's what God says. Let me be, and I'm going to destroy the Jewish people. And then Moshe Rabbeinu davens, being somich on the schus ovos, zechol Avram liyitzchok liyisrael avodecho. So that's what we also like to explain this tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, this invoking of the schus ovos. After the chet ha'egel, on the bakash of Moshe, Areni nas kvodecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers him, Ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. Rashi explains, Higi asha, shetire bechvodi ma sha'ar she'oscha liros. Fishani rotze v'tzarech lelamet chaseder tefila shekshenitzirach delevakish rachma Yisrael hiskartes chus avos kasavur atoshim tamas chus avos eno tikva ani avir kol midas tuvi al ponech lelamet chaseder bokoshes rachma after tichlet chus avos hine anochi koreitz bris if tichosh enam chosus reikam. So Rashi explains, what does it mean? Moshe says, show me your glory. And God answers, I will pass all of my good over your face. Rashi explains that the time has come that you should see my glory, what I will allow you to see. Masha'ar she'ar she'os chaliros. Lefisha ani rotze, because I want. Vitzarich, and need. Interesting lashonos. Ani rotze vitzarich, I want and need to teach you the Seder Tefillah. That when you needed to be mevakish rachamim for the Jewish people, you mentioned the schus avos. And you would think that if there's no more merit of the forefathers, there's no more schus avos, there's no more hope. So on avir kol midas tuvi al panecha, I'm going to show all of the meat of my goodness. I'm going to pass it before you to teach you the Seder bakoshes rachamim, even if there's no longer schus avos. Hine anochi korez bris, I'm making with you a covenant. Sheem chozes rekam, that that it's not going to be Chose Rekam, and it's not going to be this tefillah that I'm going to teach you, is not going to return empty. So we want to understand the Rotze Vitzarech. First we're going to explain Rotze, that I want and need to teach you that you shouldn't just think that it's about Schus Avos. There's more involved here. Let's first explain the Rotze. It says, Hanichali, let me be V'achaleim, and I will destroy them. So in that tefillah, in that statement of Hashem before the tefillah of Moshe, is encapsulated the key to the pasuk in the capital of tefillah of Moshe, where it says, "Sabeinu baboker chazdecho, unerana v'nismecha b'chol yameinu." Say it so fast on Shabbos morning. What does it mean? Sabeinu baboker chazdecho. Be masbias in the morning with your chesed, satiate us with your chesed. Unuranenav and ismacha, we will rejoice and be happy b'chol yameinu with all of our days. That's Tehillim chapter 90, verse 14. This pasuk doesn't fit the laws of tefillah. Shemisodeh ha'tefillah, one of the foundations of tefillah is harchev picha v'amaleyu. Open your mouth and I'll fill it. In other words, ask big time, as we used to say in the baseball field. Swing for the fences. Ask for a lot. Fill up your mouth and ask. And here we find a tzimtzum habakosha. we find a narrowing of the request for chesed boker and not for chesed tmidi. We only want chesed in the morning, but not chesed always. Why not? Why only sabenu baboker? Why not the whole time? So here we have an expression of the yisod of the level of tefilas Moshe. How does this kapitel start? Tefila l'Moshe. It says in the pasuk in Mishle, in Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 23, Tachanunim yedaber rosh, that a poor person speaks his supplications, v'oshir yane azus, and a rich person responds with brazenness. Chazal darshan, this is a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, on page 44. Rosh, who's this poor man? Zem Moshe, this is Moses. V'oshir, who's the wealthy man? That's Joshua, that's Yehoshua. And they both asked for something similar. But Moshe asked, B'loshon tachanunim, Kishenemar lo, Ha'al, Omar, Im namat sasichein beinecha. When Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Ha'al es ha'om hazeh, Moshe said to Hashem, see, you say to me, take this people onward, but you did not inform me whom you will send with me. And you had said, I shall know you by name, and you have also found favor in my eyes. And now if I found favor in your eyes, make your way known to me, so that I may comprehend your I shall find favor in my eyes. But see that this nation is your people. This is Moshe Rabbeinu pleading HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his closeness. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu's tachanunim. That's his supplication. Whereas Yehoshua spoke b'lashon azus, v'luho alnu v'neshev be'ever ha'yardein, haya yoser tovli hishar sham. That's a pasuk in Joshua in chapter 7, verse 7. It would have been better for us to stay on the other side of the Jordan. And what did we gain by passing over? So Moshe Rabbeinu speaks be tachanunim, with supplications, and Yehoshua speaks with this tone of force, of takifut. In defining the title rich, ashir, and rush, poor, in Chazal and other places, here and other places, we can find the opposite Jerusha. Because remember this rule. The topic in Chazal is always based on a certain perspective. From one perspective, it's like this. And from another perspective, it's like that. So you have Ashir, rich, and you have poor. Ashir, Yana Azus, Tachnuni Midabir Rosh. The Indian is, these are two bechinas, two perspectives. That by Yehoshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already had more of an investment in Knesset Yisrael and the Jewish people. He already passed them over the Jordan. And now they're going to capture the seven nations. They're going to defeat the seven nations. And from this perspective, Yehoshua is richer than Moshe. He's Ashir mi Moshe. And that adds him takifus, of like it says in Joshua, chapter 7, verse 9, Matase l'shimcha agodol. What are you going to do, God, for your great name? But Yehoshua is described as Nar lo yomish mitoch ha'oel, as a lad who doesn't leave the tent. And he's a Talmud who's makabel mirabo. And if this is his essence, so it must be that for this mahalach of Ashir, Azus, of this rich man speaking with such brazenness, there must be a Shoresh by Moshe. He's a Talmud of Moshe. Because if the face of Joshua is like the moon, as it says in Bava Basra 75a, he only gets the light of the sun from the sun. So he got it from Moshe. Rebbe Loshna, as it says in Nida 62b, Rebbe Chia Minayin Lecha. Where, if so, do we find a shoresh, a root, for Oshir Yane Azus by Moshe? Harei bakatuv atai nichali milash... So it must be that this Shoresh is in the Pasuk of now let me be. From this Lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see this tone of someone who's holding on to his tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from him, from Moshe, let me be, leave me be. If a person is davening, so sometimes he might not be listened to, even without answering. But here there's a lashon of hanichali, which implies that there's be'etzem and achiza here. He's kiviyachol holding on to Hashem. Ta tofesoti. Kiviyachol, like Moshe Rabbeinu is holding on to God's garment. V'yesh lo dalgat muchzak. V'adalgazot shel muchzak is meshamesh yishoresh for Asher Yana Azos of Yehoshua. Sherei kol kocho shel Yehoshua eino ela bazeh shu yoter muchzak mi Moshe. Bazeh shehakadosh baruch hu mitkasher v'shkia yoter b'klal Yisrael ad yamav me'asher b'imei Moshe. So this darga of muchzak that Moshe had is the root of the Asher Yana Azus of Yehoshua, because the whole koach of Yehoshua is that he is more muchzak than Moshe, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested more in Klal Yisrael by the time Yehoshua was leading them than he did by the time Moshe was leading them, and he helped him capture Eretz Yisrael. And if so, his takifus is that he's coming with a taina. You were so mashkianas, so for your good, Hashem Yisbarach, excuse me for saying this, but it's kedai to make things work out for us. It's kedai to help us. We're muchzak that you're going to answer our bakasha. Matase l'shimcha agoda. What are you going to do for your great name? This is an achizan Hashem that's rooted in Moshe. And that's really the yisod of sab'enu baboker chazdecha. That the sviya, the satisfaction and the milui abakasha, should be so big in the morning. The investment should be so great that for the rest of the day the tefillos will already be together muchzak. We're holding on to it already. We're holding on. We have Hashem kiviyachol. Not allowed to say this, but kiviyachol, as if we have Hashem in our hands. That we're muchzak. Like it says about Moshe Rabbeinu Hanichali, let me be. Give us so much good in the morning that there's already an investment. And this dariga is special for Moshe Rabbeinu, because by him we find the first tefillah of being a muchzak. And that's why this pasuk appears in Tefillah LeMoshe Yishe Elokim. The kapetel starts at Tefillah LeMoshe. And there it says, Sabeinu baboker chazdecha. We want to be a muchzak in you, HaKadosh Baruch. We want to be holding on. You invested us so much in the morning that the rest of the day we're taken care of. And that's the biur, that's the explanation in Rotzeh, to teach you a tefillah that will be independent and you won't have to be niskak to schus avos. If you have koach of muchzak, like I revealed to you now when I said hanichali, I'm telling you, you don't have to go derech schus avos. You can already come to me fitting with your madreig of being a muchzak. So it's not bedilug mamishala avos, but you're not going to need them as much, because you're holding on to me, kiviyachol. And that's what it means. Hashem says, I want to show you. Ani hagia shah shetira b'chvodi mashar she'os chaliros fishani rotz v'tzarach lametcha seder tefila. I want and need to show you a seder tefila. I mean, you have to be mevakish rachim. Until now you're asking schusavus, and now I'm going to show you something you don't have to ask schusavus. So that's the rotsa. Now we get to the tsarich. In the Ma'amarim on Sukkis, the Rosh Yeshiva explained that bris avos and takanas atfilos are not two separate things. They all come from the same root of fatherhood, of abahut. So we'll start derech moshe me'en agisham, ki lo amtir, etc. for adam ayin. Rashi explains there was nobody to recognize the value, the benefit of rain, and therefore God created man. That's what it means. Ki lo himtir, there was no rain yet. For adam ayin, labodah, says there was no man yet to appreciate the rain. And we only find this by rain. We don't find this by the other phenomenon in the Bria. We don't say that the Bria's Hashemish is totally in a person's recognition, a person's tefillas. But by rain, it's totally in a person's tefillas. That's a special relationship between rain, Rav Moshe, and his Shira. He speaks about this so many times. Mamish, one of his Yisodos, this Rashi. Rain requires tefila. Why dafka this tofa? There are other things also. The Tanai Muktam was tefila. The first time it came around was without tefila because there was no man. And then there was man, and then now it needs tefila. We also don't find in tefila that if a person doesn't say Mati Rasurim, it's Ma'akef. Why? Not Ma'akef. But if he doesn't say Morad HaGeshem, he goes back. Because Ein Geshem B'li Tefila. There's no rain without tefila. And that's because rain, we see even in nature, there's a process of giving and receiving. The rain impacts the ground, and those who know botany, or know whatever you have to know this, will tell you that you can already see in the ground 2 days before rain that it's going to rain. It's like the ground is preparing for this Kabbalah. And what is the Mahusif Tefillah? That you're making yourself a Makabo. And therefore, Dafka the Geshamim, that's what the Rosh Hashiva used to find in nature, phenomenon, and then that is obviously on a deeper level expressed in the spiritual world. So by Geshamim, there's this Tlut, there's this dependency of Tefillah, as if the Geshamim, as if rain, are a tzir of Tefillah B'teva. Mashpiu Makabel. In nature, rain receives from above, and it even prepares for that. And that's exactly what tefillah is. And that's where they go together. And that's the matzav of tefillah b'sech ma'isib reishis for adam ayin. And therefore, lo himtir. There's nobody to appreciate it. There was no rain. So we see that the mitzias that is about Kabbalah, that's the essence of it, is Kabbalah, i.e. rain, is totally in the avod of a person. Otherwise it doesn't work. There has to be tefillah. So how can there be rain? But from here on in it needs to come with tefillah. Again, the whole Masech is tainis. It's about davening for rain. That's the whole theme of the Masechta. Why rain? Why not daven for other things? Make a Masechta davening for a fool. Make a Masechta. No, this is the Mahus of Kabbalah, which is what tefillah is. And no saying in a Makabal. The whole essence of the Krisa's bris, of making a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is iskashrus. The word bris means iskashrus, connection. There's a relationship between the giver, kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mekabel, us, the Nivra. The kalvachomer u'mimalach ha-geshem, that Krisa's bris can't be without an avod of tefillah. Because Krisa's bris is also no sein HaMekabel, avad, you need tefillah. And the avos are the avos in that they had a bris made with them. And therefore it's muchuch that they should be misakein tefillahs. Because that they're people of bris, and therefore they're people of tefillah. There's no bris without tefillah. It's not that without tefillah you're not going to be makabel the bris or the benefit. But if you can't be mamid yourself, if you can't stand yourself up as a makabel, as a mispalel, as a davener, then there's no room for a krisis bris. Because God only makes brisim with makabelim. Now by Bnei Och there's also a bris, but it's a different type of bris. By the Avos, the bris excludes those who aren't included in the bris. By Bnei Noach, the bris is with everybody. The whole Bria, even Yom V'Laila, as it says in Parshas Noach. But only by Knesset Yisrael, it's dafka for the Jewish people, this bris of between between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Special for us. It's not just given in general to the Bria. Here it's given uniquely to Klal Yisrael. So that's the until now the bris of, with the Avos. But to Moshe was Mischadei Shabris of Slich and Kapara. In the Avos, the bris with the Avos wasn't talking about Slich and Kapara. And after Chayta Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, Shabemis Yechorev Avur Maaseyim. After Chayta Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that the world would be destroyed because of the Chayta Egel. And that's the Chiddush of Moshe. A bris of tshuva. When there's a new bris, it requires a new tefillah. There's no krisis bris without tefillah. The special bris of Chanosi Asher Achon I will give to the he who I want to give to, even though he's not kedai. That's a special bris, and therefore there has to be a special tefillah. This bris is a gift of slicha, and therefore requires a special tefillah. And the chiddush in the Seder Tefillah is Afal Pi She'eino Kedai. Even though he's not worthy, you say the Yud Gimel Midos and you get it. We have to explain that even in this Seder, it doesn't mean that there's no zika l'inyan avos. And when there's no more zchus avos, you can use the yud gimel midos. No, pshat is when I teach you this new tefillah, there won't be a matzav that the zchus avos won't help, because you employed this tefillah, and through this tefillah, through this bris, you're going to now get zchus avos, even though you're not kedai. Nevertheless, it's going to be effective to connect you to the Avos, but we're definitely not being detached from the Avos. But that's why there has to be here a new tefillah. That's the Chiddush of Moshe. That he has a bris of a new bris, a bechanosi as a sherachon, and therefore there has to be a new tefillah of the Yud Gimel Midas, because a new bris requires a new tefillah. Afal pi she'eino hago and afal pi she'eino kedai, even if it's not worthy. So now we return to the tefillah of Avram for Yishmael. Let's start from the klal of L'olam Yasek Adam Torah Mitzvah Shelol Lishma Shemistoch Shelol Lishma Bal Lishma. We have a rule that a person should always involve himself in Torah and Mitzvahs, because from the Lo Lishma of Torah and Mitzvahs, he's going to come to Lishma. And the raya is from Karban Balak. He was Makrivis Karbanah Shelo Lishma. And then Shlomo was related to Balak, Derech Moav, Derech Rus. He brought his Karbanas. So that's the Lishma. So Mitoch Shelo Lishma of Balak comes to the Lishma of Shlomo. So this is a very difficult proof. How's the Yavod of Shlomo Mitzarev to the Goy who preceded him? In the interim, there was the Geirus of Rus. What's a Geirus? Nituk Sharimi Me'aval. Yeshen Itzgayr Kodesh Anoylad Dami. Ma Keshel. You ever think about that? Shlomo's Yichus, a Geirus Yichus, Balak. Come on. It's finished with Balak. There's a convert in the middle, so you're not Miyuchas to that person anymore. So we have to know that the Geirus of Rus is Yotzeis Min HaKlal. And it doesn't stop the Tzeiruf. It's an exception, and there's still going to be a connection between Moav and Shlomo. And that's why it's Meridik. Chazal saying Bava Kamath 38. Don't start up with Moav, because I'm going to bring out two Predos, two good Predos from Moav. Rus and Na'ama. So you see that even though Moav is, you think you're disconnected from Moav, no. Rus to convert it, but we still have to have Akaras Hatov we still have to have Derech Eretz from Moav. So the Yisod is from Lot that goes with Avram. Avram Avinu was Moser Nefesh to save Lot. And Amun and Moav, you know, are Zera Lot. And they're Shechenim to Eretz Yisrael, like Lot that's going with Avram, together with him, like a neighbor. Just like Amun and Moav are neighbors to Eretz Yisrael. And whatever's connected to Avram Avinu, it must be that it has Shaychus to Mashiach. The house of Avram Avinu is the cradle of Mashiach in the world. ביתו של אברהם אבינו הוא הארס של משיח בעולם. And that that Melech HaMashiach is coming from Zera Lot is part of God's secret. Bahadei Kavshei Rachmona. Mi yitein Torah mitomei lo yechod. Aber ma shekei noda lano הוא לשון חזל, על מצאתי דוד עבדי, היכן מצאתיו בסדום. כלומר שרות זכתה להיות אמא של מלכות מפני שלא תולך את אברהם. That God takes what's impure, what's pure from what's impure. Messiah from Lot. Messiah from Ammon, from Moab. Chazal say, I found David, where did I find him? In stone. That Rus was zochet to be the mother of Malchus because Lot went with Avraham Avinu. Unbelievable. A tziur rochok, a more distant type picture of this lack of hefsek of Geirus. We can mention the Yesod of the Maharal, the Gur Aryeh, Bereishis Mem Vav Yud, that even though we learn the dinam of Geirus from our Avos who left Egypt, nevertheless, there was no klal of Gershon as Geir Kukot Shenolad. Why not? Because they weren't allowed to marry their relatives. So we learned Dine Geirus from them, but they didn't have a cloud of Gershon as Gaiash Kadishanol. They weren't allowed to marry their sisters. So it wasn't like they were born anew. And the reason is, because the whole Yitzis Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah was only because of their past, only because of their office. And therefore you can't say Kadishanolad. Kadishanolad is, it's a whole new thing. Here it's not new, it relates to the past. So in a very distant type way, we can relate this to Rus. Rus, you can't say that her geirus created a detachment from the past. She was zocha to be ima shel malchus, because she was shaykh. To zera lo toleches Avram. So she wasn't disconnected from her past. Just like the Jews weren't disconnected from their past, they were still miyuchas to the office. And also in Malchus we're not detaching the connection. So the Karbonos of Shlomo, that he's Makriv Bator Melech, relate to the Karbonos of Bolok Melech Moav. And here it's Kedai to mention the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Melachim. Who writes that despite their perversion, despite their corruption, nevertheless, Esav and Yishmael are paving the path to King Messiah. And so, with all the Shvichus Domim, and all the Gilei Arayos, and all the Avodah Zarah, they're the only ones from the Umas HaOlam who are talking Mashiach. And the concept of Messianism, of Mashichiyut, comes not from 770, but from the house of Avram Avinu, a different house, very far from Brooklyn. It's from the house of Avram Avinu. Makor lezeh, uli Yishmael. Shmaticha, I heard you about Yishmael, that from the house of Avram Avinu, even in the most Tzurot ha-gru'ot Mukhrach Az ezozich derheren Avort fun tikun ha-oilam Fun achris ha-yomim. Even in the worst forms that come out of the house of Avraham Avinu, there has to be a word about tikun ha-olam, about achris ha-yomim, even if it comes out of the tomb of the Sitra Achra. Yishmael Shema'aticha, I heard you about Yishmael. This, even from Yishmael, something good is going to come. L'yasher is hadelech l'mderech l'melech ha-mashiach. V'nachzor achshav l'bakashat Avraham. Avraham said, Lu Yishmael yichya lefanecha. The sound, the ring that comes out of these words, Hatzlil, ha'ole mitoch ha-dvarim ha'elu, ושנאמרו בנימה של התנצלות על שלא התפתלה על הלידת יצחק. So it's like, if only Yishmael would live before you, I didn't daven for Yitzchak's birth. We don't find in the Chumash Tefillah, like it says, Vayeser Yitzchak L'shem L'noichach Ishto, that we find by the birth of Jacob and Esau. We don't find that by the birth of Ishmael that Abraham prayed. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he hears from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the great tidings of the birth of Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu says, Eini Kedai. Perush Shebezeh Ba Liyachis Nyan Besura Zer Leseder Tefila Shenet Chadesh Adi Moshe Rabbeinu. Kmo Shenemar Shem Bechanoti Et Asher Echon Af Api Sheini Kedai. Eino Kedai. Fumer Avraham Ze Ata Ma'anik Li Miyotzer Matnat Chinam Ubchinat Suk Tefila Shenet Chadesh Adi Moshe Rabbeinu. Avraham Avinu saying, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. If only Yishmael would live before you. I'm not worthy of Yitzchak. I didn't daven for Yitzchak. So this relates to the Seder Tefillah that was Mischadish Alidei Moshe. When he says that, Hashem says to him, that I'm going to, with this Seder Tefillah that I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be beneficent. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be generous, even though the person is not worthy. And Avraham Avinu says, you're giving me this from your Otzer Manas Chinam. Even though I'm not worthy, you're still giving me this son. But the Avos, that's not their Mahalach. The Mahalach of the Avos is to be Mekablei Bris. They're receiving the Bris, as we spoke about earlier. Nostim and Mekablim, that's what the Avos are. The Avos are Mekablim. And Avraham Avinu wasn't a Mekabel. He didn't daven for this. He didn't prepare himself for this. Matana zo, hi shayachet l'derech hayashar l'acharit hayamim.
This gift is to pay the way for Mashiach. That Yishmael and Esav paved the way for Mashiach. I'm not worthy.
Because I wasn't asking. Because my tefillas, remember, everything that comes out of Avram, everything that comes out of Avram, there has to be something about Achris Hayamim. That's the root of it. So Avram Avinu here is talking about this is Shaykh to Achris Hayamim, but I'm not Kedai. This is Melech HaMashiach. This isn't my tchum. Such a gift, right? It's not only who's going to come out of, right? We have Yitzchak is Am Yisrael, and then from Yitzchak also comes Esav, so it's also leading us to Mashiach. And Avraham Avinu said, "I didn't daven for this, and this is about Mashiach, and I'm not Kedai. This is not my tefillah. This is a Moshe Rabbeinu dikat tefillah, not an Avraham Avinu dikat tefillah." Aval mishekvar natatali, you already gave me this tefillah. You gave me this tefillah you gave me this gift without me asking for it. So now there's maybe room for tefillah. That lekol apachos. Somehow. Even Yishmael should be shaykh to that mahalach. So it's not a stopkus b'muat. When he says, Lu Yishmael yichya lefanecha. Oh, that only Yishmael should live before you. That's all I want, God. All I want is Yishmael. No. That's not what Avram is saying. Lehefech, amira, asher davar ze kvar nechnas betum efsherut tefilati. So now I can. This is part of my tefillah. Now I want to daven for this. At least I want to daven that Yishmael should have some shaychus to this achris hayomim. This is in the tchum of Moshe. This is in the tchum of Afal Pishen Kedai. This is not my type of tefillah. Because my type of tefillah is that I make myself a makabel. I make myself a makabel bris. Not from the Otzer Matnas Chinam. But now that you're giving me this great gift, you're giving me Yitzchak, so I wanna at least be shaykh somehow with the tefillah. So my tefillah is going to be that also Yishmael should be shaykh to this. Therefore, that's Taka the Tefillah. Avraham Avinu is making himself a Makabel now. Yeah, I'm going to have Yitzchak. It's going to be great. We're going to bring to Mashiach. I'm not worthy of this. But make sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, I also want Yishmael to have Shaychus to this process.
הדברים היו נשגבים מאוד. I don't even have words for how amazing it is. $1 million, $10 million, $50 million, I don't know. Tov li Torah spicha me'alfei zov v'chesef. That's stam Torah, but that Torah that we learned today in this shir is mamish. Yotze migeder haragil, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So we should be zoche lirot bikarov b'emet et biyat ha-mashiach. Amen v'amen. Thank you so much for listening to this.